The PNG politician who represents Manus Island says Australia must build and staff a hospital there to try to prevent refugees from dying. On Christmas Eve, a refugee who'd been evacuated from Manus Island after suffering seizures died in a Brisbane hospital. The 27-year-old Sudanese man was the fourth asylum seeker housed at the PNG facility to die, as Julia Holman reports.
Manus Island's Regional Processing Centre houses close to 900 refugees, and the situation there is increasingly tense.
We really find it hard to believe that this is going on in this day and age in this country.
Ronnie Knight is the MP representing Manus Island in the PNG Parliament. He says that he's extremely frustrated following the death of a fourth refugee on the island.
Definitely am, because it all reflects back on my people and my province. Originally, there was supposed to be a township out there. It's just a big donga military-style barracks or mining camp sort of barracks out there.
On Christmas Eve, a 27-year-old Sudanese man, Faisal Ishak Ahmed, died in a Brisbane hospital. He collapsed on Thursday at the Manus Regional Processing Centre and was evacuated to Brisbane for urgent treatment on Friday. His death is being investigated by the Queensland coroner. Manus Island MP Ronnie Knight says Australia needs to build and staff a hospital on the island to try to prevent deaths happening in the future.
Originally, we were told they were going to build a decent hospital out there. And the amount of money that is being paid for those people out there, you would think by now they would have a decent health system out there and a couple of competent doctors or something out there to keep this sort of thing from happening. And if they are misdiagnosing calls like this, what does this hold for more refugees in the future?
He says it needs to be done urgently.
Why don't they just spend some money and upgrade Lombrum Hospital and staff it properly and bring it to the stage it was when the Australian Navy was there? We even had a diving chamber there for people who had got the bends, you know, and these are things that, you know, we have to look at. Is it cheaper for them to just wait until something's got to a position where they have to medevac a person for hundreds of thousands of kina than have a proper staffed hospital that can take care of them on the spot?
Yesterday, protesters showed up at a Sydney charity lunch attended by the Prime Minister in Sydney. Malcolm Turnbull says that he makes no apologies for keeping the borders secure, saying that the Australian government policy is compassionate. And he says that there are plans to move some refugees offshore to the US.
We have secured an agreement with the United States to enable them to be resettled in the United States.
But Manus MP Ronnie Knight says he doesn't have much hope that the US deal will lead to the closure of the facility on the island.
Our hopes were pinned on this American deal that was supposed to happen. And we were told that in early January or mid-January, most of them would be repatriated to the United States. Now I can see it is probably more just propaganda to keep people placid and, you know, just to while the time away.
Manus Island MP Ronnie Knight ending that report from Julia Holman.